Now, for our global hit today, we meet a Peruvian-born rapper and activist based in New York. He goes by the name Immortal Technique, and he's on a mission to help orphans in Afghanistan. Judith Sloan prepared this profile.
This is an invasion, an occupation.
My name is Felipe Coronel. People know me as Immortal Technique. People know me as a rapper and as a revolutionary, an activist of sorts. I've not only tried to get that across in my music, but also in the work that I do outside of music.
To the third world, underground of the streets.
Felipe was born in Lima, Peru, and came to the United States with his parents when he was 2.
When I was around 7, I would go back, I would see homeless children, which is something I'm not used to seeing even now in New York City. Little kids. And I think that that really struck me, because as a young person, you know, I understand right from wrong at that age.
That understanding of right and wrong didn't always stick with Felipe, and in high school, he wasn't exactly a model student.
The people I grew up with had like a selective morality. You know, if you look at me funny, or if you say something to me that I think is disrespectful even in the slightest way, I'm going to come at your throat. I mean, I used to be like a very different individual than I am now, not in terms of the fundamental morals, but I think I blinded myself to a lot of things purposefully. It was easier for me not to care. I took that type of attitude with me to college when I got there.
Felipe spent a year and a half as a student at Penn State. He got into a lot of fights, was arrested numerous times, and amassed several felony assault charges.
And eventually I came to the realization that I couldn't beat all of them and that I was going to go to prison.
He spent 12 months in prison. While in solitary confinement, an older inmate gave Felipe a pen, and he began writing.
980-505-8.
Get what?
You made parole.
When he got out on parole in 1999, he moved back to Harlem, gave himself the name Immortal Technique, and he started winning competitions as a battle rapper in the underground hip-hop scene.
They blame prisons are more overcrowded than the rap game. They say you're more likely to go to jail with a black name.
Within a few years, he developed a very large fan base.
When I speak about Harlem, I speak to the world. The little Afghan boy and the Bosnian girl. The African of Sudan, the people of Kurdistan. The third world American indigenous man.
In 2006... after several years of putting out albums and rigorous touring, Immortal Technique was approached by an Afghan-American woman named Shamsia Razaki. She had just formed a nonprofit organization called Omaid International.
And their goal was to build a school, an orphanage, and a medical center in Kabul. And we had a long discussion about how, after the Russian invasion, there were lots of people that were orphaned, and lots of refugee camps in Pakistan and in Iran. When people talk about who the Taliban really are, they come from those refugee camps. And they were people that were drafted into these fundamentalist groups. And being that we're affecting children's lives so they don't have to choose that as a way of eating, that people can say, well, you know, here's one glass of water and it comes with a marriage to fundamentalism and where you are forced to choose this. Whereas another says to the child, look, just have some water.
And so he raised close to $50,000 for Omaid International through a series of benefit concerts and from sales of his CD, The Third World, which was released on Viper Records in June 2008.
Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed, from where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. From where they cut your hands off if you make a
and fist. Immortal Technique traveled to Afghanistan to help start the orphanage in Kabul.
In Harlem, in the hood, you might grow up, you hear a gunshot here too, in the distance or across the street. But there, it's a whole nother world. You don't hear a little, you hear like a. That's a different sort of violence that occurs in the street. The beauty of it was that every person got involved, because when you seen the kids come in, at first they would be wary, but then by the afternoon when they realized no one was trying to discipline them by hitting them, no one was screaming at them, it was just, look, we're here to provide you a place to live. And by the afternoon they were all playing like kung fu games upstairs, running around.
I asked him how that experience of being there in Kabul with those orphan children changed him.
It made me glad that I have my mother and my father. You know, I know not everybody has the best relationship in the world with their parents, but at least to have somebody that is willing to provide for you, that loves you enough to say, I'm not going to abandon you. It made me look at the future of what I'm going to do one day and say, hey, you know what? When I get to be a father, I'm going to be there. Today, it's just going to be you and me, because I saw the way it changes people's lives.
And that's what Immortal Technique wants to do with his music. Change people's lives and get them to think.
The water's poison, where I'm from, the third world, son. 700 children died by the end of the song. Revolution will come, where I'm from, the third world, son. Constant occupation leaves the third world.
For the world, I'm Judith Sloan in New York.
That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.